If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. He said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Now watch this, "Incline your ear and come to me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whitherto I sent it. For I shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up a fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God be my help, on this thought: making a commitment. Making a commitment. Now, when we get to thinking about commitments, you automatically run through those things that you're kindly committed to. And we all have a lot of commitments, don't we? It seems like we live in a day and hour, there's so many commitments that it's hard for us to keep all of them. You know, we want to do and go and try to help out everywhere that we can. Amen. Everybody does. I think it's just the nature of mankind. And I tell you what's a bad day. We got all this Facebook and Twitter and all stuff, and you get on there and you see all these people with all these different things going on in their life, and we're problem solvers, so we want to try to help all of them. Boy, it's confusing, isn't it? Amen. It is really confusing, because we can't help everybody all the time. But we can help, praise God, if we have the Lord Jesus Christ, if we know Him and the free pardon of sin, we can help people, praise God, spiritually. Amen. The commitments that we make are important, and it's important that we attain to our commitments. But the most important commitment that we could have is your life to Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the most important thing you can do, because that's the thing that's eternal. That's the thing that will last forever. It's the thing that'll help you. It'll keep you. And newsflash, it'll also help you to keep those commitments that you make to others.
Amen.
Because we know we can do nothing without Christ. We can't do nothing without the Lord. We need Him. You say, "Well, preacher, I do a whole lot of things without the Lord." No, you don't. Without the Lord, you wouldn't take the next breath. You wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning. I get up every morning. I say, "Lord, thank you. Praise God for another day." Amen. I don't take it for granted. I mean, praise the Lord that God gives me. I thank Him for His good rain He's given us. We need it. Praise the Lord. Hope He sends it over on Dry Ridge. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we trust the Lord and we ask Him to help us and we put our faith and trust Him and we commit ourselves to Him first, then He takes care of everything else. He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things. Now, He's just talking about food, raiment, and clothing and all the things that we need in this world. He said, but if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God, He said, I'll supply all these. He said, these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So He said, if we'll just make a commitment to Christ and do what's right according to God, He said, God said, and I'll take care of you. He said, not because He's the righteous forsaken nor His seed begging bread, but He'd be there to help. We're running up against tight times. We're running up against hardships in this world. They're talking about food shortages all over the world. Amen? They're talking about food shortages in the United States of America. The Midwest and the places here where we grow all our grains and our corns and things and our wheat and our oats, they're being deprived today. And then now the government's saying, well, you know, you got to do that. It's kind of like Pharaoh. They said, you can grow those crops, but you're going to have to do them without fertilizer. Yeah. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Amen. Pharaoh said, you can make bricks, but we're not going to give you no straw. Amen. But the tally of bricks has to stay up there. Well, what's happening in society? The tally of bricks, the tally of the food needs to stay up there, but they're trying to do it without straw. Yeah. Amen. So you say, preacher, what's going to happen? We need the Lord. Yeah. Amen. The Lord, pray God, said He would give the increase. We'll look at this in a minute. We'll see where God said it. He'd take care of them even as He took care of the nation of Israel. So we see this thing coming. We see a commitment. We see a commitment of our life, your life, my life, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean by commitment? I'm saying just allowing the Lord to touch our hearts. Look what he says here in Isaiah 55. He said, everyone that thirsts, do you ever get thirsty? Yeah. Amen. I stay thirsty. I can't get enough drink. I drink all day long. And I don't seem like I ever get enough to drink. But I go all the time and I ain't crazy. I've told you before, I'm not real crazy about hot weather. I like spring and fall. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, everyone that thirsts, has come ye to the waters. Now, he's speaking in reference to the Holy Spirit of God. We ought to be thirsty for the things of God. If you're thirsty for the things of God, God will supply your need. The Holy Spirit of God, you'll come to those living waters and God will fill you full to overflowing. And he said, he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. They come buy wine and milk without money and without price. You say, preacher, how in the world are we ever going to get anything to eat and drink? How are we ever going to satisfy our thirst if we don't have no money? You know what the Lord's talking about here? He's talking about the good grace of God, the unmerited favor of God Almighty to you and to me. And you can't earn it, but he said it's a gift of God. For by grace are you saved, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And praise God. It's through faith. It's believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on what He done on Calvary for you. And He said it's because of that good grace of God. He said it's not about what you've got, but it's what God has for you.
Amen.
We're missing out. Church, listen to me. Listen to me, families. We're missing out on what God has for us. We're missing out on blessings from God because we haven't just made a commitment to Him. Amen. We have, and we're running to and fro, like he says. And I mention this all the time because it's true. We're running to and fro, and he said, "You have not, because it's like taking your money and putting it in a bag. It's got holes." Yeah. Amen. But when we commit ourselves, Lord, say, "Lord, you know what? Everything I got, I don't have nothing." He said, "Preacher, are you poor? No, praise God, I'm rich in Jesus, my Savior. Yeah. Everything I have is because of Him. Yeah. Without Him, I'd have nothing."
Amen.
But praise God, because of Him, I have everything.
Amen.
I've got treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God, laid up there for me, kept guarded, Peter says, by God Almighty Himself. One day I'm going to have those riches. Amen. Praise God. You say, how do you get that, Pastor? By making a commitment. I made a commitment a long time ago to Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. He's the Lord and the authority of my life. Praise God. He speaks of this. He speaks of the light of the soul and the fatness, praise God, that we have through Christ. And he says, if we'll incline our ear, verse number 3, and come unto me and hear, amen, and your soul shall live. You know what's the most important part of a human being? It's our soul. That's that inward part, man, that lives and breathes and has our being. It's who we are. Amen. And he says, if we'll trust the Lord and make us, incline our ear, if we'll just listen to God. You know, God, you know that God inclines to us. God's a listening for us. He wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from you. You know what God wants to hear? Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Just forgive me a sinner. Help me, God, in my sinfulness. Just love me, Lord. Help me to love you, praise God, as much as you love me. Jesus loved us enough, He gave Himself for you on the cross of Calvary. He died for your sins. Praise God. That's enough to make me love Him forever. And then I have the blessed hope and the promises that He gave me, praise God, that's out of this world. Praise God, hey, it's better than Carowinds and Dollywood and all those other places rolled together. Because one day we'll get there, we'll be rejoicing, having a good time in the Lord forever. Eternity's a long time.
Amen.
Amen. Eternity's a long time. I don't want to spend eternity lost in the devil's hell. In where a worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. It's an awful place, a place of burning, a place of punishment from the presence of the Lord. But I want to have a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, and as He inclines unto me, I incline back. I listen to Him. I hear from Him. I talk to Him. Had a fellow I was praying with the other night, and he said, "Well, how do I talk to God?" I said, "You talk to God just like me and you are talking, except you talk not from your head. Talk to Him from your heart, and just let Him know who you are. Praise God, where you're at, what you want." Ask Him to forgive you your sins, praise God, from a contrite and a broken heart, and ask Him to forgive you your sins and invite Him to come into your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And God got done praying. He said, "Boy," I said, "Hey," I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Something happened." I said, "What happened?" He said, When I was praying, he said, "I about got emotional." He said, "There was something warm inside of me, just like there was something hot got in me." He said, "I felt different. I felt funny." I said, "That's just God," I praise God. When you told Him that you loved Him and you asked Him to forgive you your sins, praise God, He did, and the Holy Ghost of God come to you where you was.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He moves in. He takes up His boat. He dwells in you and He goes with you. I praise God. And when we can make a commitment to Him, He's already made a commitment to you, and He'll walk with you and He'll help you all the days of your life. Amen. That closeness and that relationship is what we need in Christ our Savior. Your soul depends upon it. Praise God. He said it's the more sure mercies of David. Amen. He said, "I've given Him for a witness." Talk about the Lord Jesus Christ to the people. A leader and a commander to the people. Praise God. A leader to commander. What does he do? He takes control. He's an authority. He takes charge. Praise God. He begins to take you in the direction that you need to be, which is for benefit to you. He don't leave you, praise God, just to yourself. You can trust in Lord Jesus Christ to help you every day. If we don't trust in Him, who are you going to trust in? He said, "Well, preacher, I got my faith in the government. The government said they'd take care of me. Good luck with that."
Amen.
Amen. That government can't take care of the government, much less me and you. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, more than we ever. You know what we need to do? We need our Lord. We need to pray that God. The Bible says we're supposed to pray for those that have authority over us. We need to pray that the Holy Ghost of God will move in their hearts, save them by His marvelous grace, amen, so that they can begin to be different, make informed decisions with the help of the Lord. Praise God. But he goes on and says what we need. He gives us the direction. He gives us the thing for having a commitment to the Lord. Look at verse number 6. He said, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." So what he's saying here, he says we need to seek the Lord, number one. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning, church. Look at me just a second. I want your attention up here. How much time do you spend seeking the Lord? Amen. I'm talking about serious, sincere seeking of the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't really know about all that. All I know is I've heard of Him." Yeah, the devils in hell heard of Him too. And the Bible said they tremble, but they're not saved. They don't belong to Him. If you're saved, if you belong to Him, praise God, we ought to be seeking Him, seeking guidance in a relationship, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we can't have that this morning until we make a commitment to do that. But see, it's what I said earlier. We're afraid of making a commitment. Amen? That's why you got people that's shacking up today, because they're afraid to make a commitment. Amen? They just do it. And you know, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to try it a while. And if it don't work out, yeah, it makes it easy, don't it? It's a cop-out. Praise God. I told somebody this morning, you need to find somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they'll love you, praise God, and it'll work. But without that, you're starting out in the wrong gear. It won't work. Amen. I know from experience, praise God, but dealing with lots and lots of different people that without the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't have a right relationship. Amen. A right relationship starts with a right relationship to Him. A commitment to Him, and then He gives you a right relationship that'll work. I don't know why I'm saying this more. He said that relationship will be to death does us part. Amen. Don't mean that you kill each other either. Amen. My wife said many times she had been if she had killed me right after we got married, she had been getting out now. No, praise God. We're in this for duration. So he said, we got to seek the Lord. He said, amen. Seek him while he may be found. There'll come a day when you won't be able to get a hold of God. If God's getting a hold of your heart now, I'm taking my time this morning because I want you to get this. The Lord has come to seek and to save that was lost. Who was lost? Lost sinners. Amen. Come to where you was at.
Amen.
And he comes to you and he comes. I wonder how many times he's going to have to come to you, praise God, seeking you before you ever seek him. Before you ever look back, before you ever receive him. Amen. He said we need to seek him. He said you need to call ye upon him while he's near. Call upon the Lord. Amen. We need to be a call. You know God's phone number, don't you? Amen. Did you know God's got a phone number? It's Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's the answer to a lot of questions, ain't it? You got questions for God, praise God, ring his number. Amen. He said, call unto me, praise God. That's his phone number, Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call unto me, praise the Lord. You know, how many times do we spend, if we're truly seeking the Lord and we're calling upon the Lord, we're realizing, praise God, that we need the Lord and the Lord will help us. Amen. He'll give us some direction, praise God, in this crazy world in which we live. So we see the answers to the questions is that commitment to Christ. When we commit to Him, praise God, He makes the difference. Look at Psalms 37, the 37th Psalm. Amen. He gives us an answer to a commitment to Christ in the 37th Psalm. I'll give you a second to get there, praise God. The 37th Psalm. The answer to commitment. He said, fret not thyself, verse number one, because of evildoers. Amen. If it wasn't for Christ today, I would be tore out of frame. There's so much wickedness in this world. It's almost like we're living in a parallel universe. Amen. Wickedness everywhere. Things going on. Praise God that you would never. It's things that you would hear or see in a sci-fi movie. Amen. Things that was happening in the late 60s and late 70s in sci-fi. Praise God. And we're seeing it taking place. But he said, we don't need to be afraid of these evildoers. He said, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Amen. He said, all these things are temporal. They're not eternal. They're of no coincidence. He said, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. See, they're temporal. They won't last. The sinful things of this world is going to be burned up. The things that we do for Christ is the only thing that matters. You say, well, preacher, what matters? Let me just give you a few right here. Verse number 3, he said, trust in the Lord. Amen? He said, in order to make a commitment to the Lord, the answer to commitment is to trust in the Lord. Do you trust the Lord today? And when you have issues, when you have situations, when you have things that ain't running just exactly the way you'd like, who do you call on? I said, well, preacher, I usually try to work it out myself. Well, how's that going for you? Amen. Right, self can't help you in a lot of these situations, but he said commitment is to trust in the Lord. We have to trust Him, praise God. That's where we get our security. Amen. The reason we don't have security today is we don't have something that's secure to trust in. But praise God, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He's that firm foundation, praise God, that can, the Bible says, cannot be moved. Amen. If you build on shifting sand that gets the rain in, praise God, and storming around you, you won't have a foundation before long. But if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He does things for us. Amen. He says in verse number 4, He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. He said, the Lord brings delight. He said, delight ourselves, our delight should come not from the things of this world, praise God, but delight should come from the Lord. That's where joy comes in. So if you can get some security and peace, praise God, and then the joy that comes from the Lord, amen, things are starting to look up. You can seek and search and look for all these things in the world and you won't find them. But He said their true joy and peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to Him. He wants everybody to have that security. He wants them to have the peace and the joy that He gives. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? God wants that for you and He wants it for me. So we see the delight, that He said, delight thyself in the Lord. And He says, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Not only, praise God, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, but He said He'll start to give you things, praise God, that you never thought you could have. Amen. These things, that, praise the Lord, that God has given me that I never thought I would have. But He gives to, praise God, because we delight ourselves, we have joy in the Lord. And He gives us that love. And God wants to take care of us, youngins. Amen. And then He says in verse number 5, He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Not your way, but His. But not His way, but yours. He said, commit yourself, your way to the Lord. So we've got to make a commitment to Him. You say, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I'm not really sure. But God, I'm just going to commit myself unto Thee. I want You to show me what You'd have me do. Which direction You'd have me to go. And God will begin to direct you, man, in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. And one day when we pull up over on yonder shore, we say, glory, hallelujah, I've arrived at home. Amen. Glory to God. He brought me through. He lifted me up. He come to where I sat when I couldn't reach up high enough. He reached down further and He got a hold of me. And He brought me through my trials. And He brought me through my tribulation. And He brought me through the hard times. Praise God. He was there with me. He never left me. He was always ever present in my heart. He's in my mind. Praise God, He was taking care of business in a child of God. We make a commitment unto Him. When we commit ourselves to the Lord, commit my way to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, trust also in Him. Now, I wonder why He tells us that again. He done told us up here in verse number 3 to trust in the Lord and do good. Amen. Then He says here in verse number 5, He said, commit thy way to the Lord and trust also in Him. He said, when you make that commitment, praise God, you're doing it because you trust the Lord. You realize, praise God, that God promised He would take care of you. We're going to need the Lord before we get out of here. Amen. Things, He said, it waxed worse and worse before the end, praise God, and we're seeing it. Wickedness is on every hand. Told somebody the other day, it's kind of like one of them old Mad Max movies. Amen, but it's coming true right before us. Amen. We're seeing wickedness on every hand. People that don't care about humanity, don't care about life. But God does. And we make that commitment to Him and we trust Him, praise God. He promised that He'd take care of us. He'd do the things for us, praise God, that we need. Amen. When we trust. In Micah, praise God, he says, please my cause and bring me forth to the light. Amen. To plead His cause, to bring Him forth, to bring Him to the light. That's what we need to do. We need to trust in the Lord and ask Him to just plead our cause, praise God, and bring us to the light of Jesus Christ our Savior. That place of hope, praise God, that place in out of the darkness. Darkness, praise God, is everywhere. But He said it brings out, and He said He would give us rest in the Lord, praise God. He said, rest in the Lord, verse number 7, and wait patient for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He said, praise God. He said, while they're doing that, He said, let's just rest and trust the Lord. Let's just put our faith in Him. Let's commit ourselves to Him. Say, Lord, you know what? Everything's going on. Everything's crazy. But I'm just going to put my faith and trust in You. I believe in You, Lord. I believe You're going to take care of me and mine. Amen. When things is out of hand, praise the Lord, I believe God's going to take care of it. I believe God's going to manage it for us. Think God's going to do the things, praise God, that He's promised to do. Amen. And He goes on and says in verse number 39, Psalm 37, verse 39, He's about the salvation of the righteousness of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Who is Jesus, the Lord? He's our strength, praise God, in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in Him. Who do you trust in today? Who are we trusting in? Amen. Who have we made a commitment to? It's got to be to the Lord. He's the only one to get us through this thing when we commit to Him. So it's important that we have a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir today. Amen. I know I am. But praise God, this is important. Because there's people, praise God, people all around us in this community that we live that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and free pardon of sin. They're looking for answers. They're looking for somebody to point them in a direction. They don't know which direction to go. They don't know where to get pointed. Amen? But they need we need a commitment so we can. We need a commitment, praise God, and a commitment to the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. So we can give them that gospel of Christ. Look at Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, Paul says this. Romans chapter number 1, in verse number 15, Paul said he's ready to share the gospel. He says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. Amen. Paul said, what we got to be, to make a commitment, we've got to be ready to preach the gospel. We've got to be ready to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're not ready, listen to me, you're going to miss an opportunity. Those opportunities sometimes are fleeting. They're just a moment. They're just a chance meeting, praise God, somewhere in just a moment of time. And we've got to be ready to take full advantage of that opportunity. Paul says, I'm ready to preach the gospel, praise God. Amen. You know what Paul would do? At the changing of the guard, they said that one of them guards would be handcuffed to old Paul. And old Paul would preach the gospel to them. Amen. And when they come in, they'd switch guards, praise God, Paul would start all over. Amen. He'd preach the gospel to that one. You might say that he had a captive audience. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says that when Paul was preaching, that there was a multitude of those Romans received the Lord Jesus Christ because he was ready. Amen. He had made a commitment to Christ. And no matter where I'm at, no matter what's happening, I'm just going to preach the gospel. I'm going to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can be saved. And he would go on, verse 16, Romans 1, he'd say, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know why he's able to do it? Because he wasn't ashamed. He had made a commitment to Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't ashamed of that commitment. Let me ask you a question more. Are you ashamed of the commitment of Christ? Huh? Are you ashamed of Lord Jesus Christ? Let me ask you another question. When you're going down the road and you're listening to your gospel music, when you pull up at a red light, do you turn it down so it don't offend somebody? Huh? Amen. Praise God, you'll turn it up so that they can hear it. Praise God. When these others is bebopping in their car, praise God, you ought to be a wave in the heaven saying, Lord, how I love Jesus. If we ain't careful, if we ain't committed to Lord Jesus Christ, we'll turn it down. Well, we don't want to be offensive, hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, somebody told me one time, said, well, preacher, what the way my brother is, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to hurt his feelings. I want him to be able to do what he wants to do and enjoy his life. I said, he'll die and go to hell lost without God. I said, I'd rather tell him the truth than hurt his feelings for a season and see him saved, marvelously saved by the grace of God, than to die and go to hell lost without Christ. We can do that if we make a commitment to Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm ready. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm glad we got in. Amen. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, praise God, because it's powerful. Amen. Praise God. You know why the world don't like it? Because it's got too much power in it. They want to know water down something, praise God, that won't do no good. But we need the power of Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ. Amen. That powerful gospel, the power of God and the salvation, to the Jew first, also to the Greek, me and you. I'm glad it's that way. You say, why? Because so then we can have a testimony of what Jesus Christ done for us. And we can share it with the lost in the dying world that they might be compelled to get in as well. Look what he says in Romans chapter 10, Paul tells us. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. He said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart. That's he's given a testimony that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. When we make a commitment, Lord Jesus Christ, like glory, hallelujah, I'm glad Jesus saved me. There's no other way to get in than through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a way of salvation. And I'm the way, truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He's the only way to get in. Amen. So for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. But now watch this, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be, he didn't say might be, or could be. He's all that call upon the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing in your heart, shall be saved. There's no reason for a person to be lost today. Amen. Praise God. Because Jesus Christ has made a commitment to you to save you by His marvelous grace. And if you don't accept that, then you'll die lost in your sins.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ died for your sins according to Scripture, so you don't have to die and go to hell. You can be saved. Praise God. He tells us in Romans chapter 6, if you want to back up a couple chapters, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, well, verse 22. He said, but now being made free from sin, how in the world do you ever get free from sin? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He died for the sins of the world, yours and mine. He became sin. He that knew no sin became sin so that we could be forgiven of our sins. Praise God. I'm glad that way. Now, he said, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, that's where that commitment comes in. We realize what Jesus done for us, what He's doing for us, what He's going to do, and we can make a commitment that we're just going to live for Him because He's done so much for us. You have your fruit and the holiness, that's holy living, by the way, and the end, now watch this, the end, everlasting life. Amen? That's the reward for living for Christ, for being saved, but being born again. He goes on in verse 23, he said, for the wages of sin is death. I don't know about you, I don't want to draw them. Those are harsh wages. Amen. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The only way to receive that life is through Christ. So we see it's for the born again believer, praise God, been made free from sin. In other words, praise God, we don't sin as much. Amen. We're all sinned to come short of glory of God, but the Bible tells us that. And we're when you're saved, you're a saved sinner. Amen. Because none of us is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. We'll do things, we'll say things, praise God, that we shouldn't do. We'll think things, we'll entertain thoughts that we shouldn't entertain. Hello?
Amen.
Come on now. Amen. We all will. But that's why we got to commit ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins every day. Every day, praise God, we need to repent and say, Lord, please forgive me. Right? When I was an old law sinner, I didn't realize I needed to repent. A fellow told me one time, preacher, I realized after I got saved, I didn't have to repent no more. He was wanting me to give my answer, praise God, but I couldn't give my answer. I mean, that's between him and the Lord. When he asked me, he said, well, after 5 minutes, he said, well, what do you think about that? I said, praise God, when I was lost, I didn't realize I needed to repent. And I sure ain't going to repent no more, no less when I'm saved than I did when I was lost. Amen. When God brings it to my heart, I'm a child of the King, praise God. When I mess up and He shows me, I'm going to say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Cover that with the blood so I don't have to stand and give account for it down the road. Praise God. Not for my salvation, but for what I've done for Him. Amen. The fruit of holiness, praise God. That's a testimony, praise God, of a commitment to Christ. Everlasting life in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a testimony of a committed life to Christ. You see how important it is to make a commitment? Commitments are important. Amen. Praise God. You can't press on. You can't go further without a commitment. Because it allows you to be too wishy-washy. Amen. That is a word. I've heard it before. Amen. A lot of Christians today are wishy-washy. We don't get in. We don't make a commitment to Christ. He's made a commitment to us. He went all the way to the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins, praise God. He was buried in the third day just like He promised He would. He got up victorious over death and the grave so that we can as well.
Thank you, Lord.
Free from death. We don't have to worry about dying no more. Praise God. I began to live when Jesus saved me, and one day I'm going to live forever with Him in the portals of glory. So we truly see, praise God, making a commitment, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, is important. It's one of the most important things that you can do. Amen. Making coming to Him and getting saved, asking for your sins if you've not been saved. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to do that. Amen. Amen. Just say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Because the Bible says we have all sinned. Romans 3 and 23 said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. You're all old sinners. Amen. To a preacher, I wouldn't say why we are. We all sin, come short of glory of God, but Jesus Christ come to save old sinners. He came to seek and to save the lost. We were lost. We were on our way to hell. Lost without Christ. But praise God, Jesus comes where it was. The wage of sin's death. I don't have to draw that wage no more. But I have eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. That's how I got it. That's how I have it, praise the Lord, to the end. Amen? So we can see, he says, when we make a commitment to the Lord, I guess James says it best. James, let me just read it. James chapter number 4. Amen. If you want to turn in the Bible, James chapter number 4, look at this real quickly and I'm done. James chapter number 4, he says this. Chapter number 4, verse number 6, he said, But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Listen to this more. Don't have a proud heart, a proud mind. Be humble. Listen to what God says and obedient. Amen. Then verse number 7, he says this. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. Now that means to commit yourself, to submit to Him. To submit yourself. Now that's personal. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. Now we're no match for devil. You're no match for devil and I'm no match for devil. He said, but we can't fight the devil. He said, but we can resist the devil. Amen. If it's like a horse, praise God. He said, if the devil wants to ride you, don't give him a saddle. Make him ride bareback where he'll have to hang on. And he'll get tired of hanging on after a little bit, praise God, because he's got too much work to do because he knows his days are numbered and he'll leave you alone, go bother somebody else. But he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. I don't know about you, I don't like the devil much. But listen to what he says. Verse number 8. He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. The conclusion of the whole matter is, praise God, James lays it out right here. He said, if we'll submit ourselves to God, make that commitment to Him, he said, everything else will fall in place. Our relationships, our life, what we need, what is happening in our lives, said God will begin to work it out for us. And one day in a little while, he said, when it gets too tough, when the going gets too rough, that you can't handle it, he said, with it, he said, he'll make a way of escape. And one day in a little while, praise God, he'll snatch us out of here and take us home to be with Him. Amen. Take us out of this mess. But he said, if we draw nigh to God, that's it, making that commitment. He will draw nigh to you. God says, listen, if you'll make a commitment to me, I'll make a commitment to you. If you'll draw close to me, get closer than you've ever been, he said, I'll get close to you. I wonder today, making a commitment, I wonder how close we'd like to be to God. Wonder where you'd like to be with the Lord. Jesus is coming. It ain't going to be long. I was telling them Wednesday night. These things happening all around this world and the signs that we see. And we're not people. We're not Jews. The Bible says, Matthew, that Jews seek a sign. They said, Lord, show us and on we'll believe. Praise God, He's done showed me all I need to know when He showed me that He died for me on Calvary and rose again from the dead. Amen. Had over 500 one time saw Him alive after He died. They saw Him ascend up into heaven to go sit on the right hand of the Father for me. That's all I need. God said so, and I believe it. Amen. That's all the sign I need. See, I'm not looking for a sign. I've told you before, we're not looking for a sign. We're looking for a Savior, Amen. Which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And when we make a commitment to Him, He promised that He'd make a commitment to us, that He'd lead us, guide us, help us, take care of us if we just trust in Him. Amen. He said, I'll do the rest. He said, I'll drive this thing if you'll let me under the steering wheel. But that old saying, you know, we're like a lot of them people used to have a bumper sticker. You don't hardly see them no more. God is my co-pilot. It may just be because we've become a godless society. But you say, God is my co-pilot. You know what happened? Where we messed up? We should have scooted over and let him drove.
Amen.
And we'd been a whole lot better off. Try to do things, go in our own direction, do things our own way. God Almighty said, you know what? If you'll let me take the helm, he said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll bring you to where I am. I'll draw nigh to you. Praise God.